Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Yett. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Gerhart. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting ninth. The DH, Mike Young. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray juggles the ball. That's an error on Murray. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Franco reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ripken for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Allenson moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Allenson scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball 4. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gerhart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Jacoby applying the tag. Ripken moves to second. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allenson. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Allenson steals second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Sheets reaches second base with a double. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sheets moves to third. Two outs. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gerhardt takes first base on ball 4. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheets scores. Gerhardt moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Gerhardt moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flanagan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 2 in the game. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight juggles the ball. That's an error on Knight. Castillo moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Young strikes out. One out. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gerhart hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheets moves to second. Don Gordon now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Mark Williamson now pitching. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hinzo bunts towards the mound. Williamson juggles the ball. That's an error on Williamson. Butler moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Butler scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Kennedy and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Murray strikes out. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 3 in the game. Knight takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lynn moves to third. Knight moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sheets hits a line drive into center field. Butler picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Butler. Lynn scores. Knight scores. Sheets moves to second. It's 4-3, Orioles. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mel Hall pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Knight in fewer now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.